This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about overcoming the cycle. And I want to talk about something specific that you usually don't hear anybody talking about, right? You know, I don't know about you, but I've had some tough times in my life, and I bet you have too. And there's been some times that you would have liked to have had somebody take you under their wing and help you out and be there for you and be a mentor, you know, to some degree. And a lot of times, well, you know what? It just didn't happen. Nobody came to fill that spot. There was nobody that was going to offer that type of knowledge or help or advice. And so what? You forged it on your own. Okay? You figured it out on your own. You forged it on your own. Sure, we all made mistakes. Sure, we fell down. Sure, we got overwhelmed. We got a little angry about it. We would have wished that somebody could have helped out. And I think it's interesting because it's not about the pain and suffering that we went through so much as it's about changing the tide. And a few years ago, I was given the opportunity to start mentoring students in high school, okay? And I remember when I look back at my high school, how much I would have liked to have been mentored. And I was in debate, and I had a really awesome debate coach. However, I think that if I would have been mentored more as far as in the private sector with people that were doing the work that I wanted to do, I don't even know where my life would be right now, right? But that didn't happen. And so I was given an opportunity years ago to give back in a way that I was never given to. And, you know, you look at it and you go, wow, what an opportunity. But I want to really focus on all sides of that. I want to focus on overcoming that pain body, overcoming the cycle, and really, honestly, overcoming our pain, because I know it's what's the right thing to do, but it's about doing it for the right reasons and making sure that you understand basically the history in the making. Now, let me start off. I had both parents, so I was lucky. I had both of my parents, my mom and my dad, okay? Now, not necessarily were they always there. My mom was getting her master's and also her doctorate. My dad was a salesman, and he was all over the country, usually worked 5 to 6 days out of the week, saw him on the weekend, he was back on the road. But I did have two parents, and for that, I'm grateful. But, you know, it's interesting, the things that you have, the things you don't have, and the things that really set up in your mind and reminds you of stuff. And it's like, you know, the things that you find regret in, right? You know, I really wanted to work when I was in high school. I wanted to work. I wanted to get into the field that I really wanted to. And it was really, really important to me. And it was something that really, well, it made sense, but it was hard to find that help. It was hard to find that connection in life. And like I was saying earlier, I was given the opportunity to mentor students in high school, and it was something that I never really had, okay? And I was able to give them the opportunity to be mentored in what they wanted to do in life, the things they wanted to do, the stuff they wanted to create, the stuff that mattered, okay? And like a career thing, like, you know, helping somebody get to the next level. And two out of the three students that I mentored, this is the first year that I mentored, were wonderful kids. They're going off to school. They're doing their thing. And one of them I decided to hire to work with me in my day-to-day work. And it's interesting how you sit back and you see the stuff that you do. And sometimes you're just like, wow, I'm impressed by myself. And other times that pain body comes out and says, you didn't have this when you were a kid. You didn't have this when you were a young adult. You know, aren't you seem to be giving them the easy way out? They're not having to fight for everything. And it's an interesting dichotomy. I think that you can look within your life right now and find a specific example of what I'm talking about right this moment. Where you are helping somebody to be a better person. You're helping somebody to do what they want to do in life. You're giving them the leg up, the opportunity that you never had. Okay? And that's kind of a big deal. When you give somebody the opportunity that you never had, it's huge. Because part of us, well, you know, part of us, we have that pain body. It's that condition where we say, you know what? Well, I never got that. You know, I never got a quarter, and I'm not going to give a quarter. You know, and you think about it that way, and you say, you know, why is that right? I had to fight and scratch and scrape for everything I got. Why should I give this opportunity? On the flip side, you go, man, why would I ever think like that? Why wouldn't I open my heart and give as much as I can possibly give? And so on today's show, I really want to talk about giving and ending those cycles in life and being able to do what's right. And you know, you hear people talk about Bible verses and you hear people talking about, you know, do unto others as you have done unto you. And I get that. And that's all great. But it's actually implementing it into our daily life, right? That actually takes a little bit of effort and understanding of why sometimes it's difficult for us to implement it. And a lot of times it goes back to our upbringing, our childhood, the pain and suffering that we had to go through. The pain and suffering we went through as young adults, going through college, graduating, trying to get those first jobs, being told no, 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 so many times. And it's very interesting. And my ride in this lifetime, and I think I've talked about it just a little bit, in this lifetime has been a very interesting thing. I have worked extremely hard for everything that I have had come to me, ever. I've had to forge pathways that I didn't even know how to forge because they weren't there and there was no example and I couldn't copy it, so I had to do it on my own. And sometimes I did it great, and you know, sometimes I just screwed it up. Okay, and you know, it's like I look at those things and I say, man, everything I've done, I did it my way. That song, I Did It My Way, is totally the way it is. I don't know who was that, Tony Bennett? Who was that? I know people are going to be, oh, it's Frank Sinatra. That's right, Frank Sinatra. You know, and I know that it's like, golly, it's like you sit there and you say, man, okay, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. But you know what? This was really tough. And I feel, though, that a lot of times in order for it to get less tough, perhaps karmatic-wise, we've got to give. Right? But we can't think about it in the fact that I'm going to give, therefore I'm going to get, because that never works either. Isn't it funny how that is? The whole concept of abundance, the whole concept of ending the cycle and giving and receiving and getting is based on the fact that you do it altruistic without asking anything in return, without expecting anything in return, right? And actually doing the right thing. And I think some of us kind of fall by the wayside because we know altruistically what the right thing kind of is. But because we didn't have that, we're kind of creating it in our minds and our hearts. But also there's a fine line between helping somebody, giving them the leg up, and just giving them stuff where later on down the road, they're not going to be very happy with that. They're going to find fault in it. And eventually, guess what's going to happen? Well, they're going to rebel. They're going to hate you for it because, you know, they're going to feel like they were a kept person. And then eventually they're going to walk away. You're going to feel hurt. You're going to feel destroyed. And you're going to say, why, God? Why did I try to help this person? Because all they did was walk all over me. All they did was just take my joy and my love and my care and walk all over me. They used me. And I hear that a lot in my practice, you know, when I'm sitting here talking to therapy clients in my office, obviously not here on the radio, And I'm talking to them and we're having this conversation. And a lot of times you hear clients talk about how the wife or husband used them, the girlfriend or boyfriend used them because, you know, they try to give them everything that they thought they needed. You hear that with parents and kids. I wanted to give my daughter, I wanted to give my son everything I didn't have. Now, is that absolutely the right thing to do? Everything you didn't have, that's a lot of stuff. And I think it needs to be analyzed onto what it means to give people what you didn't have. And I think fundamentally, it's not all about items and things and money. It's about advice, caring, unconditional love, understanding what these three things are, okay? You know, caring, unconditional love, giving advice. I mean, because, you know, advice can come in different ways. I mean, when you are working with kids in high school, giving them advice could be about, you know, love, sex, not to do drugs. And not just saying don't do it, but explaining the impact of all these different things. Giving them the knowledge base to at least understand and to make a educated decision to some degree. And understanding that that advice is more valuable than anything possible. And realizing, looking at yourself and saying, if I only had that advice when I was their age, the different changes, the different, well, the different ways your life might be right now. And maybe some of the things you wouldn't have to learn the hard way for. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more about this, how to overcome the cycle, and what you can do in your life right now to give back. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. And if you'd like to listen to my podcast, go to Spreaker or iHeartRadio, put in Live Your True Life Perspectives, you'll find me. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnout by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about overcoming the cycle. You know, doing the best you think you can do, doing the best, doing what matters to make changes into our society, into our youth today. Maybe it might be making changes in someone else's life that might be the same age as you. Maybe it might be giving back, volunteering for school or after school program. There could be many things. It could be mentoring somebody that you're giving back. And I found that it can be a slippery slope. It can be one of the most rewarding things to do, but also because you didn't have it. When we didn't have something and we're doing it and we're giving back to other people, you know, it's really rewarding, but at the same time, that pain body within us that said, you know what, I had to scrape and scratch for everything I got, shows up. It shows up. You know, like every time you had to work really hard to do something and there was nobody there to soundboard on, there's nobody to say, okay, you're going to do X, Y, Z, or, you know, in my case, okay, you want to do a radio show? Okay. There was nobody in the radio industry that took me under their wings and said, oh, hey, you know, here you go. Let me help you out. No, it was like you forged it on your own. When I started a TV show, you know, I had some advice on, you know, location and stuff like that. But having somebody with a TV show, an actual existing TV show, come and talk to me and help me? No. And so when you go out and you do that for someone else and you go that huge extra mile, extra 30 miles, okay, it's very rewarding, but yet, to some degree, it's like there's this internal thing inside of us that almost wants us to stop from doing that. And I know that sounds odd, but it's true. A lot of times when we've gone through a lot of pain and suffering in our life, it can be a little overwhelming. And it's to find that middle ground and to say, you know what? I might not have had this when I was growing up, or I might not have had this 5 years ago when I really needed it, but you know what? I can be that person to somebody else. I can be that person to five other someone else's. And then you got to sit back and say, okay, what can I do to give back? And then what is that actually, how does that make me feel? And how does that work within my certain lifestyle? And you know how we were talking about earlier, you know, do unto others you have done unto you. This goes to many different levels. This can connect to speaking to somebody when you're walking up to work and you see somebody and treating them with respect and dignity, because that's what you want. Because that's the way that you desire to be spoken to, referred to, respected. And it's interesting, a lot of times we kind of fall into this gravitational pull of doing whatever we've done in the past, everything that's happened in the past, the things that we've gone through. We just kind of get into that humdrum. We respond to people that same way. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You have somebody that says hi, you're like, hey, what's up? You know, it's like, you don't go that extra mile to really say, hey, what's going on? We might not know each other that well, but I really care about you. How's your day going? Okay. What do you have going on? Is there anything I can do to help you out? It's interesting how when you see somebody on the side of the road that's broken down and you see a car pull up to help them out, there was their call to duty. They felt the necessary need to help. But why didn't the other cars stop? And I'm not judging the people that stopped or didn't stop. I'm just saying, at that moment of clarity, what was the final decision that said, I need to stop right now and help this person with their flat tire on the highway in rush hour traffic? What was it? And I think that if we begin to analyze that thought process, that instantaneous second thought process, that we can actually fundamentally graduate that from an occasional situation to a daily occurrence based on the awareness of who we are and why we make the decisions we make, right? And I find that when we begin to analyze, and we don't want to overly analyze everything, okay? Just because I'm a therapist, just because I have a big-time psychology background does not mean that I want to overanalyze everything. I don't. But sometimes, in order to understand our true reasons for being here, our true emotions, and better yet, some of the things that are actually holding ourselves back, we got to figure out what's really inside that's ticking in making those decisions. And I found that, you know, our mind is a very powerful, powerful organ. It's a very powerful thing, our brain. And our mind is just telling us stuff all the time. It's interpreting things. It's analyzing things. It's analyzing everybody's actions, reactions, everything all the time, constantly. It never stops. I mean, some of you can't even sleep, for God's sakes. Your mind's going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And our mind's telling us things like, no, we shouldn't do that, or yes, we should do that, or I don't know. You think so? I don't know. And then you have the fear factor, the reasons why we don't get in the middle of a lot of things, the reasons why we don't change that tire. Oh, what if they're a mass murderer, or they're going to rob me, or I'm going to be hit on the highway while I'm trying to help this person change their tire, or I might break a nail, or oh, there'll be somebody else, or it's just not really, I don't need to be doing this. And I found that our mind can stop us from doing the things in life that we probably should. You know, it does. I mean, that shyness, that fear that it's not going to work, that we're not doing the right thing, that we're screwing up. And I think those thoughts are what gets in our way of really contributing to a life that we would rather be living than possibly the exact life we're living right now. And I feel that when we begin to realize that and how our mind impacts everything that we're doing, we begin to understand and analyze and say, hey, I need to really think about what's going on in my mindset. I need to think about what's happening in my mindset more than anything, because that's kind of controlling me, right? I mean, it is. You hear people talk about their emotions, right? Oh, I was emotionally vanquished, or, you know, oh, I was this, I was that, I was tormented, I was mentally fatigued, I was fearful, I was anxiety-ridden. I'm not making fun of any of that. I'm just saying exactly what that is. That doesn't come from your heart. In no way does your heart saying, oh, I'm anxiety-ridden, oh, God, oh, help me. I can barely breathe. It only hurts to breathe, right? And, you know, I'm actually still going to write a book ever since I was, what? Oh, gosh. I guess it was like, I guess I was like sixth grade in middle school. And I decided that I was going to write a book called It Only Hurts to Breathe by Ashley Burgess. I think that's a great title. And I'm going to do it, by the way. Okay. Copyrighted already. But think about it. Those thoughts don't come from your heart. You're not over there in your heart going, oh, God. Oh, my Lord. Oh. You know, it's all in your head. And so all the stuff that holds us back, all the weakness that we feel, all the anxiety, all the stress, all the fear comes from where? Comes from our mind. Making these snap decisions on good, bad, and evil. Telling us, oh, God, watch out. Your neighbor could be a a sexual predator. Oh my God, they could be they could be even worse than that. They could be a terrorist. Oh my God, I can't go over there and say hi and let them know that I care about them and hope they are having a good year and let them know that I'll watch out their house when they're gone or hey, by the way, I got some of your mail. I'm terrified. What if they're not a good person? None of that comes from our heart. It comes from our minds. Overactive, going crazy, making snap decisions based on, well, not a lot of evidence ever. It's not like our mind is CSI where we have like every single fingerprint and the DNA of everybody and we're making all this solid evidence. And not even CSI isn't real. Okay, come on. The police departments, you know, the FBI, they don't even have some of the stuff that they make up on those shows, right? I love it when you meet somebody and they're like, well, if we just did this, this, and that, we could find out who the perpetrator was. It's like, you know what? That's in a TV show. That's not reality. Okay? If we could, we could figure out every single murder, robbery, everything known to man. There'd be nobody. Nobody. Every freaking stone would be unturned. There would be nothing. Everybody could not commit any crimes. There would be no more crimes because people would instantaneously not collect $200, not go to go, and go straight to jail. And so a lot of times we make these decisions based on what? A lack of evidence. A lack of evidence. There is no evidence. We just decide, okay, I'm scared of the situation, or I don't need to get involved, or that's not for me, or I'm going to really sit back on this one and just see how everybody else handles it, or, you know, I'm really overwhelmed in my life, or, you know, they don't need my help, or I don't know, they don't seem like good people. I don't think I should help them. Whatever it is inside, or, oh, they don't want me, or, oh, I don't know anything. Whatever those thoughts are in our mind graduate to be like the law. We abide by it, and all of a sudden, our life is dictated by it. When I return, I'll be talking more about overcoming this cycle and doing what's best, no matter what. I know. It's time. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in two shakes.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about overcoming the cycle, doing what's best no matter what, and what that really means. You know, I think a lot of times in life when we go through the hardships, it's tough to keep giving and giving because we say, well, you know what, that didn't happen for me. I had to scrape and scratch for everything I got. So why should I give and give and give to other people? And I think that that directly correlates to even more of a reason why you should. And it's hard sometimes. And I'm not saying want good, bad, or indifferent. But when we have gone through pain and suffering and we have literally done everything, created the reality that we need, and we've done this all from scratch to some degree, it can take a lot of gumption, belief, direction, care, honesty, authentic living to decide, okay, well, I'm going to give back. I'm not only going to give back, I'm going to help all these people do the stuff that I didn't get a chance to do. I'm going to give you a good example. When I was younger, I would have loved to have had a mentor, and that would have really helped me out. I could have, well, you know, I'm happy with where I am now, but my life would have been interesting if I would have had somebody there right in high school to help me really focus on what I wanted to do. My whole career would be in flight very early in life. And I didn't have that. And so instead of like focusing on what I didn't have, I decided that, you know what, I'm going to mentor students and help them. And so I've done that. And I have one in particular that is working with me for several years now. And the opportunities that I've helped him get, I wish I could have had those when I was growing up. It would have been nice to be able to work in the field that I wanted to back in high school. To be able to find that success and that calling back in high school. And to be able to know that I was working on my success that's going to last me for a lifetime when I'm in my teens. And there's times when you're doing this and you go, wow, you know, this, I feel so good about it. I feel so great about it. And then there's times where you go, well, I never had this. Why should they get that? And I know that that might sound selfish, but come on, let's get real. All of us feel that way to some degree. You know, we had to work really, really hard, so why don't other people? But I've realized that directly correlates to my life is that, you know what, in some part of my life, somebody's given me something, has helped me in some way in my life that I'm aware of or unaware of that is different. And that help is something that I need to be aware of. But not only that, you don't even have to be aware of what other people have done based on that type of thing. That's like saying, well, you give me a Christmas gift, I give you a Christmas gift. You don't give me a gift, I don't give you a gift. You gave me a gift on birthday, well, I better get you a birthday gift. Oh, God, I think you spent over $50. I better do that. No, it's not about, oh, okay, you do this, I do that. I do this, you do that. That's based on that. No, it's based on the fact that you're doing it because you want to do it. You're doing it because you know it's the right thing. You're doing it because you're doing what's good. You're doing the right thing. You're feeling good about life. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And it's interesting because I've realized that when we have these negative thoughts or these thoughts of a limitation, because we had limitation when we were growing up, or we had limitation just the other day, and we're going to eliminate this person's limitation. You know, I think a lot of times those negative thoughts of, well, I didn't have that that limitation removed. Well, that's something in our minds, right? And we're thinking about ourselves, and that's normal. But why can't we help? You know, when you look around, why can't we help? Why can't we do what's right across the board? When you see someone in need, helping them. Not talking, not thinking in your mind about what could happen if you help them, but just giving back. Doing what's right. Doing the right thing. And you know, you think about it, if you help them, that's awesome. But if you don't, what's the alternative? It's very similar to being in a conversation And the conversation turns from a conversation to an argument. And all of a sudden, both people are defending their sides, and you are, well, you're kind of on the verge of either going off and saying whatever, or you're like, you know what, I'm just going to step back and say, hey, let's cool down, or hey, whatever you say, you know, everything's good, I'm just going to take a walk around the wall, whatever. It's that same thing, it's that same deal. You can either let it go, you can let that argument go, or you can double down on it. Now, when we let it go, at first, we feel like we're kind of taking the not-so-good way out. We feel like we're kind of giving in, but we're really not. When we take the good side and we say, hey, you know, let's you're good. You know, hey, I respect what you're saying. You know, everything's fine. And you take that high road, we can feel like we're kind of the pansy. But don't we feel better in the end? Because you've been on the other side of that argument where you just went off. You went off like nobody. You went off. You were like, rawr! And you won the point. Oh, yeah, you won the argument. I've been there before. You've won the argument. You won the battle. You won the war. Okay? But how did it feel? How did it feel? Not really good at all, did it? I mean, for days, you're kind of like, oh, God. I could have just said, hey, you know, it's all good, and walked away, and I would have felt a lot better. But now I mean, heck, I obviously won, but, oh, geez. And, you know, and y'all weren't talking for a while and all that good stuff. And, yeah, it's the same as if you help or you don't help. Sure, you know, something could go wrong. But something could go wrong anytime. And when you're doing the right thing, usually things don't go wrong. You know, the universe or something about giving back and getting what you receive. And that's direct. People call it karma. People call it all kinds of stuff like that. You know, giving back, you get what you give, right? You get what you give. And it's true. When we actually give back, especially in ways that we were never given to, that's the key here. That's the whole gist of this show right now, is based on the fact that if we give back in the ways that we were never given to, it enlightens us in such a way that it creates a different reality for us, and all of a sudden we begin to see the amazing parts of our life. We begin to see how more we can help. Because what's funny about it is as you begin to help other people and do what's right, and you stop thinking about what's in it for me, you stop thinking about what's in it for me, good things start happening to you. You don't even realize it. Okay? And then when you start realizing the abundance in your life, and you become aware and become grateful. Now, that's a big deal. Becoming aware of being grateful in your life, right? You got to be aware of it. I mean, nobody can be grateful of stuff they don't not aware of, you know? You know, it doesn't matter if you're not aware of it. So you got to be aware of what you need to be grateful for. I was talking about resolutions the other day on a YouTube video. If you haven't gone to my YouTube channel, definitely want to check that out. If you go to Google, just Google YouTube, YouTube, and in the search, you put Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. And the latest video I was talking about was resolutions, giving up things that no longer work for us, that kind of sort of thing. But when I was thinking about that, you got to be grateful for the stuff you have, too. You know, a lot of times we see the negative. We don't see the positive. We see, well, God, got to quit smoking. Got to lose this weight. Got to get back in the gym. Oh, man. But what are you grateful for? And it's like we're not grateful for it until we lose it, right? It's like we're over there like belly aching about we got to go to the gym to lose all this weight. We got to go to the gym to lose all this weight. Oh, my God, look at me. Oh, my God. And after 6 months of belly aching about finally going to the gym, you finally show up. And the second day you're in the gym, you break your leg. And then you go, oh, God, I just wanted to be in the gym. I just wanted to work out so bad. Oh, God, if I could have just worked out, I would have felt so much better. And then you're out for how many weeks, how many months with the cast on and all, right? And all you can think about is what? Being in the gym. And how great it would feel to finally work out, right? But we didn't get there until, well, we can't be in the gym because we got a broken whatever. And that's what I'm talking about. It's like when we're giving back, we begin to become more grateful for what we have. All of a sudden, we begin to see how the heavens open up and allow us to have these things in our life that we didn't even realize really existed. And then we become more patient. We become more aware. And we're able to generate that feeling of gratitude in everything we do. And I'm telling you, I mean, it is, it's amazing. I mean, people really gravitate. When you're feeling grateful and you're being authentic, people know it. It's something totally different. It's something foreign. It's like being in Los Angeles and not writing a screenplay, okay? You don't want anything to do with screenplays. You don't have a screenplay. You don't want a screenplay. You don't want to do anything with a screenplay. And you live in LA. I know. That's what it's like to be authentic and grateful in life. And that's how you radiate to other people because they go, man, this person's different than anybody I've ever met in my entire life. Stay tuned. Check out my YouTube channel. Go just put Ashley Burgess in the search engine on YouTube. Check out my latest cool videos. And in the meantime, live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'm back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You're safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about overcoming the cycle, doing what's best no matter what, doing the best thing no matter what, and how that makes you feel. And sometimes it goes against what we've been taught, you know, like, you know, other people need to forge their ways, and people need to go through the pain and agony, and, you know, I had to walk uphill both ways to school in the snow, and I had no shoes. I get it. But when we give back and we realize it's not about giving back, it's not like, okay, well, you know, yesterday I helped this elderly lady across the street. And the day before, I picked up some trash off the ground. Okay, click, click, I did my one thing for the day. It's not about that. It's a whole life change deal. It's a whole way of living. It's a totally different way of life. You begin to do it all the time. Everything you do is based on what's right. Every single thing you do, everything you touch, everything you say, everything you mean, everything is about doing what's right. Because it's not just like, oh, I did what's right yesterday between 2 o'clock and 2:05 when I stopped on the street so I didn't run over a bird, and the bird went and flew away, and everything's great. So let me go back to my crazy lifestyle right now. No. It's about being like that all the time. Always on point. Because what I found out recently, and I've been going through this process for years, right? But you know, you got to do it all the time. You got to do it all the time and all the time and all the time. And it's got to be real. There's no fake in this, okay? There's no fake it till you make it on this one. Sorry, it just doesn't exist. And everybody can see through somebody that's fake. I'm telling you straight up. No matter what, it might take a day, it might take 2 days, it might take a month, it might take a year, but it will come out. You cannot lie about being authentic. You cannot lie about being real. You can't lie about being a good person. And the thing is that you got to do it all the time. It's a lifestyle. It isn't like, okay, it's a deed. So there's a difference thing between I did this good deed versus lifestyle, right? So good deeds are great deeds, but good deeds need to add up over time. You need to do it all the time. So if you're doing good deeds all the time, day after day, minute after minute, hour after hour, you're constantly doing it and you're inspiring other people and you're not over there going, look at me and my good deeds. Did you see what I just did? Did you see it? Did you see it? I hope you saw it. Did y'all get a picture of it? Is it on Instagram? Oh, yeah? Did you showed them like how I was like feeding the homeless and stuff? You showed it on Instagram? No, dude. It's about doing it when nobody's looking. It's about giving back to people the things you never got. It's about going that extra mile and being there and doing everything that you need to do to be awesome and helping people all the time. And I know sometimes you might say, I give back all the time, Ashley. I do it all the time, man. And Ashley, I'm going to be straight up with you. My life, you know, like I feel like I'm behind the eight ball. I feel like things aren't coming back. And I understand if you're feeling like that, I get it. I've been there before too. Okay. I've been there before where I go, man, I really feel like I'm giving a lot and I'm not getting very much back. I've totally felt like that. And I know exactly where you are. And I feel for you. But I'm telling you, that right there is the place you are right before all the great stuff happens. Okay? Everything that you're doing in life accumulates. It's just like at a job. So like when you do everything right at a job and you're constantly there and you're on time and you're early and you're doing this and you're coming up with this awesome thing and everybody goes, wow, Ashley, amazing. And you do it again and 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 again. And finally you do it all the time. And then all of a sudden what's going to happen? You're eventually, you might be a little while, but eventually you're going to get a raise. Eventually you're going to get a better position. You know, eventually, you know, you get perks. You might get a company car. Okay, the same thing applies in what you can't see. But it's way better than that. Like, it's like the top benefits, right? And I know that sounds weird, but it's about being grateful for everything. And the benefits roll in as long as you're grateful. So if you get the company car and you get the corner office and you don't care about it and you're not grateful for it, well, I don't know what else is going to come. And even if it does come, you're not going to be grateful for it anyway. So what does it matter? Okay. But when you begin to graduate into that level of doing what's right, no matter what, doing it all the time, no matter who's watching, if nobody's watching, even better, constantly doing it in your private life. Like if I could literally open the top of your house and look in it and see you, you would be doing this right now in the privacy of your own home. Doing the right thing all the time. That's what I'm talking about. Treating your spouse right. Treating your girlfriend, your boyfriend right. When people aren't looking. You know, speaking to your grandma. Talking to your parents. To, you know, being there. When people aren't looking. You know, taking care of that stray dog that needs help. That's scared. That doesn't know where to go. The dog that got out of someone's house. Helping them find their home. The cat. That needs a place, whatever, all that kind of stuff in between. The person, the homeless person walking down the street, the person that got lost, whatever it is like giving back because we realize that we're all connected. So when I help you, I'm helping me. I know, man, it's just wild. When I help you, I'm helping me. But I can't look at it that way, you see? You're not sitting there looking at it going, well, I'm helping myself, so therefore let me pat myself on the back right now. No, it's about, hey, I like this because you know what? I like me, and I'm doing what's right, and I'm doing what I need to do, and I feel good about it, and I'm happy with who I am. And that's all that matters. Straight up. And over time, I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I've been working on it every day of my life. And, you don't think about it anymore. But occasionally you do, and I wanted to do a show on it because I wanted you to know exactly where I'm at. And it's okay to think the way you're thinking. It's okay to feel that way because you know what? I've been there too. And it's about really finding your core authentic self and being there and allowing yourself to love everybody and allowing yourself to be caring and to take care of, but allowing yourself not to be walked on, not to be used, but to help other people be able to be the best they can be. Help them learn how to fish. Help them learn how to do whatever, X, Y, Z. You're not giving it to them. You're helping them. You're giving them advice, knowledge, guidance, support, all those things that we need to better our lives. It's awesome. And when we begin to really fall into that category, and I feel like we fall up into it, right? We're in it, but we fall into it. Because that's where we're supposed to be at. It's a good feeling. It's like when you get into a seat in a car and you feel great. And you're like, wow, I fell into the seat. I feel great. Yeah, because you're finally doing what you're meant to do. When we do what we're meant to do, it feels great. And you know what? It's second nature. And it comes easy to us. It just takes practice, dedication, and solid belief that you know that you're doing the right thing. I hope you have a wonderful year coming up. I'm here for you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.